Ladies and gentlemen, we are the
1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
My name is Lunchbox. I run the show because I know the most about sports, so that's why I'm in charge, and I will give you sports opinions and sports facts.
And I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I am passionate about sports because I watch it. I just don't know crap about it. So that's us, the Sore Losers. Oh, and we're missing Ray again, but it's okay.
It's okay. Listen, it's okay.
I just feel like I have to address it because there are three of us on the image of Sore Losers, and Ray's never here.
Well, he has other things going on, and he has been working double shifts, so it's hard for him to get on our schedule and be able to stay. He has to get home and get some sleep, and it's been hard.
It's been hard, and I just wanted to let you guys know in case you were wondering, where is that Ray guy? He's still around. He's still part of the Sore Losers. He's just not.
It's not that he was getting his locks of the week wrong, and so he got embarrassed and he quit showing up, but he was getting his locks wrong all the time.
To be honest, if he were here, he'd probably get one wrong today.
Today, and today's going to be a great day, guys. Today is going to be a great day.
Why, Coach? Why?
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about football.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about, I mean, you got Monday Night Football coming up tonight. That's great, too.
Yeah.
But you have two games, baseball playoffs, one game playoffs to celebrate, to decide the divisions.
Yes.
NL West, NL Central. We don't know who the champion is. Is it going to be the Dodgers or the Rockies? Is it going to be the Cubs or the Brewers? They're all in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're all in. But, I mean, we don't know who's the division winner, who's going to have to play in that one-game wild card tomorrow. That's what's crazy. Whoever wins today, the two teams that lose, they play again tomorrow, and they have one more game. They lose that game, they're out. The pitching is going to be wiped out. I love it.
And Lunchbox, you're a Cubs fan, right?
I am a diehard Cubs fan since I was the age that I can remember watching it on WGN. So I am so stoked. So stoked.
Yeah.
I am so nervous because the Brewers are my pick to go to the World Series. And they are so good.
Is that your big rival right now as a Cubs fan?
Cardinals are always our rival.
Right, but in the playoffs.
Yes, I would say. Well, I mean, this is their first year.
Because aren't they like an hour and a half away from
each
other?
An hour and a half away. But when you go to a Brewers game, it's mostly Cubs fans.
Really?
Yeah, buddy.
Well, Milwaukee not showing up to their own team? Or what? I don't know.
Well, just Cub fans, anytime you
they
go,
travel.
They travel well because there's Cubs fans all across America. Sort of like you think Cowboys fans travel well.
Cowboys fans are America. It's America's team, so we're everywhere. The fans are everywhere.
I really think it's because of WGN as a kid or for years, the Cubs were on there all the time. So I think that is one of the main reasons they have such a huge fan base. I could be totally wrong, but.
But, Coach, somebody brought up a point, too, the other day while I was talking to him about TBS being, you know, the Atlanta covering the Atlanta Braves all the time.
Right.
So did that have the same effect, you think, for the Braves?
It had.
Because I do, as a kid, I remember the Cubs more than I do remember the Braves.
I think it's because kids watch WGN during the day when we get home from school.
Oh, and TBS, they were night games.
Night games. Kids couldn't stay up as late and watch the Braves on TBS. And WGN, the Cubs used to not have lights. I remember the Cubs getting lights on their stadium, on Wrigley Field.
Well, because back in the day, they didn't play games at night.
They just played day games. Yeah. And that's why they were on WGN all the time. And so I think a lot more of the kids saw them because they could watch during the day.
Do you remember Harry Carey?
I remember Harry Carey vividly.
Really?
I mean, I will never forget, I heard Harry Carey one call. There's a drive! Way back! It could be! Off the wall! It was a ground ball up the middle.
Was he blind? He was that blind?
Well, I think he was that drunk.
Was he always drunk?
I think he was. I don't know. I don't have
any. Because he wore his thick glasses, so I wonder if he was.
And he was just really old, and he had no idea what was going on.
Who's the old guy for the Dodgers now? I mean, that
Vin Scully, he retired.
Okay, good, because it's time for him to go.
He was amazing. Have you ever heard him call a game?
Well, yeah, I loved his voice. You knew you were listening to a Dodgers game when you heard his voice.
And he knew how to paint a picture with
his
words. Oh, my gosh. It was just like you felt like you were in the stadium and you felt so close and did a great job.
Hey, are you going to talk about that video clip that you posted on our Twitter about the fan at Fenway Park where he caught a home run from Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes.
So he caught a home run from him.
From the Yankees outfielder.
And he threw it back. More impressively, he threw it back and it hit him.
Right.
It hit Carlo while he was running the bases.
Yes.
From the green monster.
Yes, in left field.
Now, you made the joke like, okay, now Eddie's going to say that he has an arm like this guy, right?
Yes.
You made that joke. But you do realize the green monster is really, really high. And if you throw it from all the way up there, I mean, you're getting, I don't know, what, 30 feet of more yardage, more of more
Oh, I would say
length?
100.
Okay, 100 feet of more length. That's why he can knock it all the way down to the infield.
I understand that.
Okay.
That was going to make my point. I was going to say that when I talked about the video. Everybody's like making this big deal about him throwing it.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, all he has to do is throw it up.
Because he's so high up in the air.
He's so high up there, it's going to travel that far to, I mean, okay, yes, it went on one hop and hit Stanton.
But that's the impressive part. It hit him.
It did. That was pretty fun. And he laughed. I like that Stanton laughed because...
He kind of gave him props.
Yeah.
Like, all right, props.
Like,
okay,
thumbs up. Cool. But, I mean, there's just... That's why today is going to be awesome. I mean, I know I'm going on a tangent, but baseball, the playoffs, I mean, it's here, October baseball. And one thing I want to say about October baseball, they really need to move up the season. They have got to end the season in the beginning of September because it's not fair to, how do I say it? They play the game all summer in 100-degree heat, and then if you watch the Cubs games this weekend, everybody's
turtlenecks.
In jackets. Like, it goes from nice weather to freezing cold, and it totally takes them out of their environment. They play this game for 6 months out of the year, 7 months, and they're nice, long sleeves, sun is shining, and then it's freezing cold, and we expect them to play the most important part of the season in the freezing cold. It makes no sense.
But they've been doing this for how long? They know that's coming.
Right, but it's longer now because you have the wild card game and you have an extra round of playoffs. Because you now have the division series, then the National League and American League Championship Series. They didn't used to have the wild card rounds. So it used to just be the NLCS and the ALCS. Boom.
But you act like it's snowing outside.
It sometimes is.
At the beginning of the season, it was snowing in Pittsburgh.
And that's what I mean. They need to have a couple doubleheaders.
Just to shorten the season a little bit.
In the middle of the season. Yeah, let's say five throughout the season. And that shortens it by 10 days or so, you know, 6, 7, 8 days. That gives you so much more time with the nice weather.
But what's your point? You are you rallying for fans here, or are you fighting for the players?
For the players.
Okay.
Because they're used to, you see them, they're playing all year in this nice weather.
Or hot.
Right. But then they're playing in freezing cold, and it's harder to play when you're freezing cold. You pull muscles. You're not as loose. You're all bundled up. It's harder to hit because you're freezing.
Okay.
That's my...
Well, I'm glad you feel bad for them. Because I've never thought about that once in my life. Like, I've never cared about...
Well, as a fan, don't you want to see it in the environment they play the game in?
I mean, what I'm telling you is I don't see a difference. Like, I'm on my couch watching the game, so it's cool. I don't care if it's hot or it's cold. I love watching football games in the snow because that's a total different environment.
Right. But baseball... But guess what they do for the Super Bowl? They move it indoors. Why?
Yeah, just
so
in
it's
case.
Perfect
so it's,
weather.
So it's
exactly.
Fair.
So it's fair. So why not do that for baseball?
But they're both dealing with this. It's not like one team's used to playing in the cold and the other one's in the hot. Like... They all travel. October, they all travel the same amount, so they're all playing colder weather places.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
What if the Marlins have home games in October?
Yeah, well, if they go on, then they can play somewhere else that's colder.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Why do you play this game for 6 months out of the year in nice, hot weather, and then, boom, it's freezing cold, and that's when the playoffs are? It just doesn't...
I mean, I see what you're saying. I just never thought about that.
Yeah, that's my whole thing.
Huh.
But anyway, okay, let's talk about this weekend.
Yeah.
The thing that stuck out to me the most this weekend,
mm-hmm.
I want to talk to Clemson University.
Yeah.
The Clemson Tigers.
Yeah.
And all the Clemson fans.
Uh-huh.
What are you idiots doing storming the field?
What happened?
They won the football game, and they stormed the field. They were favored by like 24 points to beat Syracuse. You won.
So are you only supposed to storm the field when it's a big game?
When it's a big upset. When like you're William and Mary and you beat...
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Coach, I think they thought they were going to lose.
It doesn't matter.
I think in their hearts they're like, holy crap, like Syracuse is going to beat us. Like, that's just crazy. And then they turned around and they won the game. I think they just got caught in the moment. They're like, rush the field, baby, we won.
No.
Because I think in their minds they had that game lost.
You're a national championship program. You won the national championship 2 seasons ago. And you're storming the field when you're a 24-point favorite. That makes no sense.
Who starts the storm in the field?
I don't know. I don't
like,
know.
Is it a group of students?
Yes, they're all looking at each other like, hey, let's storm. Are we storming?
And
yeah, we're storming.
As a security crew, you're like, all right, screw it. I mean, it's
right.
done. You can't stop them
because once they start going, it's over.
Yeah.
I understand, like, when I'm in high school and Anderson High School beat McCallum, big upset, and we stormed the
field.
Were
you all big rivals or something?
Oh, yeah, that was our rival, okay. McCallum. The Knights against the Trojans. We were
not
the Trojans.
Not to be confused, my high school, McCallin.
Yes, yeah. And we stormed the field because we weren't very good at football, and we won on a last-second field goal, and we stormed the field. And we actually stormed the field because we thought the game was over, but there were still 5 seconds left.
Everybody clear out, back to your seats.
And then we got it, and we stormed the field again, and it was so awesome. Like, that was cool.
I think you get riled up over the stupidest crap. Like, they stormed the field. It's okay.
No, it's... Do you ever see Duke basketball storm the court?
Oh, no. When they win the championship.
No, only the players. You don't even see the fans do it when they win the championship.
Oh, no one gets on the court?
No. Not because
they... trying to think, but...
No, you will never see Duke. You will never see North Carolina. You will never see Kansas. You don't see Michigan State. You don't see Kentucky. You don't see big winning programs storm the court or storm the field. Like, Alabama. Does Alabama ever storm the field?
I'm confused. Who are you talking to? The fans that storm the field?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, you are.
So right now you're talking about the fan base. Guys, yes. If you're attending the game, do not storm the field unless it's a big game.
Unless it's a big upset.
Okay.
Like, if Syracuse would have won and they were at Syracuse,
storm the field.
I'm all down with that.
I can't keep track of all these rules.
But when you are the favorite by 20-something points and you're a national power.
And you think you're going to lose, but you don't.
You don't storm the court. You just say, we did it. We won.
We should have won anyway.
You go to the bar and have a beer. No. Don't storm. Okay. It looks bad.
Okay. Is there anything else that you're mad at?
I watched that Ohio State-Penn State game.
Oh, I'm sure you were really thrilled about that.
No. I thought Penn State was going to beat them worse. Mm-hmm. I thought they both looked terrible. I thought they both were their offenses were brutally bad. I mean, I just thought it was a bad game. I don't think either team is really that good. I still don't see a team that can compete with Alabama.
That's great.
I mean, Alabama, it just looks head and shoulders above everybody. And I mean, I just don't see anything that tells me anything different. What did you think? Did you watch?
No, I didn't see the Alabama game. But do you think Georgia has a chance? I mean, they're good, right?
They're good.
Like, college is so hard for me to watch because there's so much going on. I don't watch all the games. I don't watch highlights for every single game. So when I do watch a game, I'm like, hey, they played really, really well. Georgia looks like a really good team.
They look good. I don't know if they look great. I'm not as impressed with them this year as I was last year.
Yeah.
I feel like they're struggling a little bit more against these, crappier teams. Mm-hmm. As last year, they just pounded them, and there was no doubt.
What Alabama's doing right now.
Like what Alabama's doing. I mean, and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That quarterback.
Yeah, Kyler Murray.
He is bad.
Badass.
What did I tell you at the beginning of the year? Dude is bad.
And then I saw him the first game. I'm like, dude, this dude's badass.
Dude, he threw, I think he was 17 of 21 this weekend, 6 touchdowns.
They played Baylor? Who did they play?
Yeah, Baylor.
Okay.
But still, he only threw the ball 21 times. And 6 of them were for touchdowns, and he had a rushing touchdown.
So was he hurt or something? Because at the beginning of the game, they said that he wasn't going to play.
No,
I tuned in, he was playing.
He was suspended for the first series because he was late to practice earlier in the week.
Oh, that's funny.
So they bench him saying, hey, you know what I mean?
On time.
There's rules.
Don't be a rock star. Don't you?
Right.
You just come down
to
earth.
He's probably studying for a test if I know him.
You're okay. Why? What makes it? You know him?
No, but I mean, probably very studious in the library. He was with a study group.
But you don't know him.
But what if he had a group project?
What if he was out drinking the night before?
What if he had a group project?
What if he was hooking up with a chick all night?
Exactly. Coach got to excuse that.
Come on. Just tell the coach.
Right.
Hey, coach, I had a female. There's a girl. She was over.
Oh, she was hottie.
I think I'm in love with her. I might even marry this girl. If you tell your coach that, he'll be like, all right, you're good.
Yeah, you can. We were having ice cream. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have time to go to dates on the night, so we just went for a morning ice cream,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. So what do you think? How do you think Kyler Murray went up to his coach and told him like, "Oh, you're late. You're late, Kyler. You're late. Come over here. What happened?
My bad, coach.
What happened?
My bad, coach. I just messed up.
Yeah, no excuses.
He had no
right?
excuse.
Yeah.
He didn't think about. He probably didn't think about it going in there. Like maybe his Uber was late.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. But
okay. You're talking to Kyler. He's listening right now. Say,
Kyler, man.
Tell him what to do.
Dude, you got to come up with a better excuse than, oh, I just lost track of time or I woke up late. You have to. I was having a meeting with a professor. That's always a good excuse because they want you to take your studies seriously. So mm-hmm. If you have a meeting one-on-one with your professor, you won't get benched. That's the way I look at it.
That's good.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing too, coach. I would pull the whole, coach, I wouldn't even say a girl was at my house or my place. I would just be like, coach, I'm sorry. Look, listen, there's a girl that I'm really, really in love with. We were on the phone all night. She doesn't even live here. We've been on the phone all night talking. And I'm telling you, coach, I think I want to marry this girl. He's going to be like, you know what? I understand that. But not right now. We're in the season right now. You got to be here on time.
You don't need to be chasing tail we're trying to win.
But he'll be like, you're good. Don't worry. I won't suspend you for the first series or anything.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's all I got on college football. I mean, that was...
I got something. Can you now say that Texas is better than you thought they would be when you saw them first couple weeks? Is it now okay to say, all right, Texas is a little better than we thought? Because I think I'm ready to say that.
Okay.
I don't like Texas. I never liked Texas. So I think internally, in the back of my mind, I usually kind of hope they're not as good as they say they are.
Okay.
But I've been watching them a little bit, and they are better than I've said that they are.
I said it last week. When they came out and beat TCU, I was like, good win. I thought they would lose that game. They only scored one offensive touchdown this week against what I think is a bad K-State team. I understand K-State, you're going to Manhattan, is a tough place to play. It's a letdown game.
They're not ranked or anything.
Right. So you're thinking, okay, we're going to steamroll these guys. And it's a look ahead. You're looking forward to this weekend when they play Oklahoma. The Red River Rivalry. I call it the Red River Shootout.
You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They call it the Rivalry, but that's too hard. Red River
Rivalry. Red River Session.
No, I think it's the Red River Rivalry.
Assembly.
See, I don't like that. It's too many R's, and it's hard for me to say Red River Rivalry.
But they don't want to say Shootout anymore just to be sensitive to, like,
right, to, okay, I
things
understand
that have happened.
I got it, and I understand that. But
that's, for as long as I've known, that's what it was called.
Yes, so I get that. But yes, they're better than what I thought, but I this weekend will tell me a lot.
Do they deserve their, what are they ranked, number 18?
No, I don't think they're number, and they're probably moved up. I mean,
14,
I haven't looked
maybe
today. That's come on, that's let's not. That, do we really think they're a top 15 program in the country? No.
I wish people could see your face right now.
My thing with Texas is their quarterback Sam Ellinger. He is tough. Like, he gets in there and he runs the ball, but he misses some of the this weekend he had a chance to seal the game on their next to last drive. He had a guy wide open in the flat, and I mean, he threw it 5 yards wide of the guy. And that's the difference between him, like, him being a great quarterback, him having a chance to win the Heisman, mm-hmm, and just being a okay quarterback that, okay, he's gritty and tough. That's my opinion on him. But we'll see. This weekend, Oklahoma, Texas, and Dallas, I cannot wait.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good one.
A good one.
Yeah.
And I do like little Jordan Humphrey, though.
He's good. He's really good.
He's a good receiver. He's got great hair, and his name's Lil Jordan Humphrey. I love that.
You know the story about that, right?
No.
Yeah.
Please tell us.
He had an older brother, and when he was born,
Big Jordan.
He wanted his mom to name him Michael Jordan. And his mom's like, no, we're not, I'll compromise. And she called him Lil Jordan.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So that's how he got his name, Lil Jordan.
But what does the big brother have to do with it? I'm confused.
Because he wanted to name, because he was a Michael Jordan fan, so he wanted his little brother to be called Michael Jordan.
Oh, the brother wanted the baby to be named Michael Jordan.
And so the mom said, I'll compromise and we'll call
him
Lil
Jordan Jr.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that's it.
That's funny.
So that's it really for college football.
No, not really.
What?
What do you think about Notre Dame now?
Still don't think they're that good.
What's it going to take?
No.
Don't look at me like that. I'm just asking you.
I'm telling you.
I called Notre Dame, and I'm going to be honest. Like, I talk out of my butt. Like everyone else in college football, no one knows what's going to happen. And I said Notre Dame without even knowing who anyone is, how many returning freshmen, seniors there, whatever.
Yeah, because usually you don't have returning freshmen.
returning seniors. I don't know anything like that. I just picked them. And I'm proud of that pick because I'm telling you, Notre Dame looks great.
They look okay. They making the switch to this new quarterback, Ian Book.
Yeah.
Great move, because they weren't going to be able to win with their old quarterback, Winbush.
I don't even think that's a quarterback thing.
Because he couldn't throw the ball. This new kid can throw the ball. He can actually throw the ball, and you have to respect the pass.
But the running game is unstoppable. Like, did you watch any of it?
Oh, I watched it,
okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, Williams or whatever. I call him as the Heisman winner this year.
Stop.
No, I'm calling it right now. Notre Dame, Heisman winner, whatever is it. Trevor Williams, I think his name is. I don't know what his name is.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Tua?
Tua.
Tagalova?
Tua what?
Tagalova over at Alabama,
yeah, but
or Kyler Murray at Oklahoma.
I do like Kyler Murray.
Those are the two people that I think are going to win, are the Heisman finalists. Those are the two that stick out.
Okay. Okay, but, fine. So at what point will you say, okay, Notre Dame's legit?
Because
I did. Week four, right? Are we fourth week or fifth week?
Fifth week.
Either week five, Notre Dame is legit.
Football schedule. Let's check out Notre Dame's
schedule. Stanford goes to South Bend, Indiana.
Well, again, Notre Dame's got a pretty easy schedule coming up.
Yeah, so it could be Alabama, Notre Dame.
Oh, they play Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech this week. Virginia Tech usually has a good defense. Then they play Pittsburgh, Navy, Northwestern, Florida State, Syracuse, and USC. Oh, there's your Syracuse boys.
It's a pretty challenging schedule. Eh. I mean, it's not a cakewalk. Not a cakewalk.
Who's good on that?
Syracuse is good. Virginia Tech is good.
Yep.
Who else did you say? Florida State's not good. Navy's whatever.
I mean, the option will give them trouble, but whatever. I mean, they're good. Like I said, they're good. Okay. They were a top five team to start the season, so I'd hope they're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who Notre Dame was?
Yes.
And what's their coach? Chip Kelly? Ryan Kelly. They're brothers, right? Chip and Ryan?
Who is Ryan Kelly?
Oh, what did you say? Brian Kelly.
Brian.
Okay, Brian and Chip, they're brothers?
No.
They're not related?
No.
Lies.
No.
They look like twins.
I don't think they're
related. Google it.
Oh, my goodness.
They've got to be brothers,
okay.
Right?
All right. Let's get off this and let's get on to the NFL.
Wait, I got one more thing. Samson State Bearcats. Man, I don't know if they made the ESPN top 10 or whatever, but their receiver made a spectacular one-handed catch that was like the best of the week. But I don't know. I just saw a clip from it. But they said, I think the headline was...
they are not blood related, just so you know.
They're not?
No.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. So wow. I don't know what you're talking about, Sam Houston State. You want to move on to the NFL?
Oh, their receiver made an Odell Beckham Jr. Catch. It was amazing.
Oh, really?
So awesome, yes.
Okay.
It might have been the top 10. I just didn't watch. I don't know.
No, I didn't watch it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
There's a top 10 every day. Who cares?
Exactly. No one knows who Sam Houston State is.
Whoa, Bearcats, eat them up.
Yeah. Okay. So NFL.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we announced the Patriots is dead a little too soon.
Yeah, for sure. They're not dead.
No.
They're just alive and well.
I mean, they came out and they just destroyed the Dolphins.
Or did we give Miami too much credit?
Well, I mean, they were 3-0. They were one of them and the Chiefs, only two undefeated teams in football. So,
because last week we were like, Tannehill's like, oh, man, he's playing so well.
He was playing well.
He's such a good quarterback.
And the Dolphins were being creative on offense. They were using some gadget plays.
Have a lot of weapons.
Right. So they're getting creative with their personnel. Then they went to New England and just got slaughtered.
Yeah.
Slaughtered.
Everything we said about Miami, we didn't see that.
Yeah, Tom Brady, they came out and just – dink and dunk, and they with their no-namers, they just dominate.
Yeah. You mentioned Gronk was what?
He was hurt.
Yeah.
He got hurt, his ankle. He's been bad all year.
It's quite the week for injuries, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, him and Tyler Eifert from the Bengals. Oh, my. If you guys have not seen the Tyler Eifert injury.
Don't Google it.
But Google it.
Oh, if you want to be
grossed out. If you
want to
see something that is awful.
It's so
awful.
Bad.
He broke his ankle.
And you can call that a snap.
It went, when it happened, his ankle was
snapped.
His toes were pointing out.
The other way.
Yeah, it was pointing the wrong direction. Let's just put it that way.
You look at a foot and the way it's supposed to look, that's not how it looks.
No, it was like it took a right turn.
Right.
It was.
No signal light.
Oh, that was bad.
It's bad, dude.
I hate seeing injuries like that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. Hate it.
What else happened? Did a ref get knocked out or something? Or I saw someone, I tuned in some channel because I have the NFL sports ticket, Sunday ticket, and somebody was out and everyone was hovered around him on the sideline.
Oh, it was one of those stadium security people, you know, how they stand there and they're like staff event or whatever.
And they're looking the other way.
They're looking the other way and someone chopped out his legs from behind.
Ooh.
Or her legs. I don't know.
Did they get a flag for that?
Unnecessary roughness or
illegal chop block.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Or block in the back.
It's insensitive. I'm a little insensitive.
Yeah,
because
I have no idea.
But that guy was down for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, they took him out on a stretcher.
Dang. I hope he's all right.
I hope he's all right.
I didn't see any updates on him on Twitter.
Yeah, and my Bears, Mitchell Trubisky, I've been yelling all year, like, what in the world's wrong with him? Like, he threw for like 6 TDs. Okay.
He showed up. He came to play.
He came to play. And I mean, he did a perfect time because the Buccaneers defense is one of the worst in the NFL. So it was a perfect time to look great and take the training wheels off, I guess. He was throwing some deep balls. Woo, Bears. Yeah, Khalil Mack is a man.
Dude, your defense is awesome. It's the Bears' really defense is so good. Really that good. Defensive line is solid.
Going to keep us in some games. I'm telling you. All year, they should be in every game because of that defense.
Now, on the other side of the field, what did you think about Jameis Winston coming back?
I don't know if it was Fitzpatrick's fault necessarily. They pulled him real soon, real quick. I mean, their defense has to stop.
Like, it's almost like they were itching for Jameson to come.
I think because they have a bye week this next week. They were going to take Fitzmagic out no matter what.
Oh, okay.
I think so. And so they were just like, all right, might as well do it now. And now I wonder, because Jameis didn't look good. I mean, he came in.
He didn't look bad, though.
But that's coming off the bench and not having any time. Sure. So, I mean, whatever.
They got some decisions to make over there in Tampa.
No, Jameis Winston is what they think is going to be their franchise quarterback. They're going to give him a look the rest of the year, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
What about your Cowboys?
Yeah, I mean, I've got to talk to the Cowboys because I was not happy this week. I mean, I take the W. Like, if I was sitting at the press conference right now, this would be me. All right, we got to win. Not proud of the win. I'll tell you what, Sundays watching the Cowboys has gotten really stressful for me. I probably snapped at my kids 3 or 4 times. They were trying to get something on the iPad, and I was like, not right now. Go away. And even my 10-year-old was just like, all right, Dad's in a bad mood. I can't.
You texted me, and this is how irrational you are and how you – I don't understand what game you're watching. The Cowboys were down 7-6.
Mm-hmm.
Our defense sucks.
Yeah.
I can't believe you think the Cowboys' defense is any good.
Yeah.
You had given up one touchdown, and it was almost halftime.
Stafford was connecting with everyone, man. He'd look to the left, he'd connect. He'd go to the right, he'd connect. And these broadcasters, I don't even know who these two guys were. Like, give me Romo back. Give me the big names. I hate playing at noon with no-namers on freaking CBS or whatever station we were on. It just didn't feel like a Cowboys game.
But what does that have to do with the defense?
The defense was just – they were just letting everyone catch. I mean, they weren't – it's not the whole defense because I know we're injured. I know our linebacker, Sean Lee, was out. But this rookie came in, stepped up, did pretty good. It's the cornerbacks. I know – you know, like they were saying, he's had a pretty good game. They're just Golden Tate's just catching. Dude, everyone's catching on him. Like, okay, they're not playing terrible, but they're letting these guys catch left and right. And that's when I texted you. I'm like, oh my goodness, dude.
It was 7-6.
I get it.
You're giving up 7 points. Do you understand that some defenses, that is what they're designed to, let them go between the 20s and hold them to field goals. You don't want to give up the big play, so you keep them in front of them. And they weren't playing bad defense. Golden Tate was making some great catches.
You keep saying that. And last week, somebody else was making great catches.
No, last week, you guys were just not good. Your offense scored 3 points.
Look, the only reason we were in the scenario where we have to kick a field goal to win the game is because of the defense. The defense failed us on that last drive. Like, yes, our defense is the one part that really, I think, crucially needs to improve.
No, your offense does.
No, let me tell you about our offense. This makes me sick about our offense. Cole Beasley said in an interview.
Yeah, we're getting open.
That it's not our fault. It's not our fault. We're getting open. The passes are not there. The throws are not there. They're not coming to us. That's the problem. Okay, Cole, I hate to break it to you, dude, but the problem is that the team isn't working together. If the show is bad here on the Sore Losers, I'm not going to say I'm doing my part. Lunchbox is the one that sucks. Lunchbox doesn't say I'm doing my part. Eddie sucks. No, we are a team. Guys, the Cowboys are a team. If your quarterback's not making the throws, just say we need to work on some things. Why divide the team up into receivers and quarterbacks? We're always open. I'm going to get open. It's stupid. I hate that about the Cowboys. I hate it. Be a team, guys. Be a team. Support each other. Don't blame your quarterback.
No, hold on. You always come on here and say they're always out for their individual selves, but now you want them to be a team. You have to make up your mind.
No.
No, yes, you do.
The truth is they're all about themselves, and that proves it when Cole's talking like that. It's a me. I was open. I'm always open.
It's not my fault. Here's the thing.
That's not what takes a team to a Super Bowl.
Last week, I asked them to be more honest, right?
Yes.
They were being honest.
You asked the coaches to be honest, not these guys. No.
Because let's look at Dak. Before yesterday, he had 255 yards yesterday. Great. Fine. Against Seattle, 168 yards. Against the Giants, 160 yards. Against the Carolina Panthers, 170 yards. I mean,
some of those throws are awful. Some of those throws are awful.
That Dak isn't doing anything. That's what I mean. Like
the offensive
going
line,
back to last year, the last game of last year, 179 yards. Game before that, 181 yards. You can't win in the NFL usually only getting 175 yards passing. You have to be better than that.
I agree.
And so it is Dak's fault. So yes, good for him. Is that
there's no need to be throwing blame around, especially on the media. Are you a rookie, Cole? You've been there for I don't know how many years. You don't have to feed the media crap like that. It makes the team look bad. It makes the team look like there's no sync, like no one's on the same page. That's the problem. Everyone's out for themselves, like I've said about the NFL or any pro sport, but that's the reason you're not going to win a Super Bowl.
No, that's not the reason.
That is the
reason. No, because you're not good enough. That's why you're not going to win the Super Bowl.
Everyone in the NFL is talented enough to win the Super Bowl. Every athlete.
No, every team is not talented enough to win the Super Bowl.
I disagree.
The Browns are not good enough to win the Super Bowl.
They just don't have it all together, all the pieces. You think physically they're not all good enough to beat?
They don't have all the pieces. You need more pieces. That means you're not good enough to win. Sort of like the Arizona Cardinals are 0-4.
Mm-hmm.
They are not good enough to win the Super Bowl. Would you agree with me?
Yes.
So you want to concede your point?
I guess what I'm saying are the players individually, physically, their athletic ability, everyone is good enough to win the Super Bowl.
That's where you're wrong. They are great athletes, but you have to fit a system. And certain systems, like certain players couldn't go to New England and fit into their system, which gets to the Super Bowl over and over and
It's a perfect formula.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because if you look at New England.
I think we're saying the same thing, differently.
If you look at New England, they find all these players that have been cut by other teams, Wes Welker, Rex Burkhead, and they take them to New England, and they make them so good because they know how to use the parts.
The perfect little mix, man. It's like a rum and Coke with a splash of lime. Like, it's just perfect.
Perfect. Like a Malibu and pineapple with a splash of cranberry. You ever had one of those?
So good. Yes, so good.
I mean, when you're sitting out by the water, the lake, the beach, take one of those and oh my goodness, it is a refreshing drink.
It's like a margarita, man. You put the tequila in there with a little bit of lime juice and the triple sec in there with the salt, the rim. It's perfect.
Yeah, or if you just want to go crazy, just have a shot of tequila and instead of chasing it with a lime, chase it with an orange, your life will be never the same. I'm telling you, it'll change your life.
I've never heard that in my life. Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shot of tequila, and then instead of a lime, an orange.
Yeah, chase it with an orange.
Get out.
I promise you, you will be like, wow, life changer. And listen, guys, if you're at work today, try it. And hit us up on the Twitter page, Sore Loser Show on Twitter. I promise you, you're going to be like,
yeah.
Wow.
And shoot a video of you taking a shot and biting into a orange.
Yeah, and send it to
him. While you're at work.
Yeah, while you're at work and say, hey, take this, boss. Happy Monday.
Boom.
I got to watch playoff baseball. I got to watch Monday Night Football. What else stuck out to me yesterday? Baker Mayfield, I mean, they lost, but he played well. He had 3-4 turnovers. That's not good, but I like his swag. I mean, he's
changing that team around.
They look confident, and they can actually move the ball with Tyrod Taylor. How do you say his name?
Tyrod.
Tyrod Taylor. They weren't doing anything. And it looks like the players believe in Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that they're going to, you know.
That's what you need.
He comes with a little bit of confidence and swagger and like, okay, let's go, boys. I mean,
yeah,
their defense let him down yesterday. I mean, that was just back and forth game and turnovers. And I mean, Gruden was.
It's a great game, though. I think game of the week.
Yeah.
As far as entertaining goes.
It was pretty entertaining.
Pretty entertaining.
Pretty entertaining. Back and forth, back and forth.
What did you think about the Titans win against the Eagles? I mean, as a Cowboys fan, NFC East, I love that the Eagles got slammed by the Titans. I love that the Giants lost. So
I'm going to say the Titans, we've been bashing them saying they're a bad football team.
Yeah, and bashing Mariota too.
Their defense is really impressive.
Yeah.
It has impressed me. Their coach, he's a defensive guy, Vrabel. He has good schemes. Like, it seems like every team struggles to move the ball against them. So they're doing something right on the defense. And yesterday was the first time their offense looked kind of good. Like, they moved the ball a little bit up and down the field. And in the first half, it was brutal. I was like,
how are they doing with no tight end? Did you notice a difference?
Well, I know that Jonnu Smith, who there is tight end now, he had a 3rd and 4, and they threw it right to him, hit him right in the face mask, and he missed it. I mean, key conversion. Yeah. It would have been huge on the drive. But
How stupid do those players feel when the ball hits them right in the face mask and they can't grab it?
Oh, pretty stupid.
Pretty stupid,
they
right?
They have to feel so stupid when it hits them in their hand
and
they drop it. It's like, oh, so dumb.
Dude, and you know, like, whenever you wear a football helmet, you ever have been hit on the helmet?
No, I've never.
And how loud it is? No. You never worn a helmet before?
I've never played football.
No, but just a helmet. Oh, I need to put a helmet on.
No,
you.
I put a helmet on.
Yeah, and then when you tap it on the head,
it doesn't feel good.
It's loud. It's like super loud.
Okay.
So when the ball hits the face mask, it's loud. It's like a thunk, like this.
Yeah.
Dude, and how embarrassing when it hits you in the face mask and you know the stadium's like, oh my goodness.
My favorite thing is we're so worried about concussions and head injuries. Why is it every time someone scores, everybody starts banging them on the head?
Well, that's not going to hurt them.
What are you talking? If they just score,
no.
Oh, coach, come on!
How do you compare a tap on the head?
No, stop! Some of the hardest hits.
No,
some of the hardest.
Even if you punch the helmet as hard as you can, that's not going to give you concussion. It's the hit. It's the when you're running full speed.
And some hits look deadly and they don't get hurt. Sometimes they barely get.
Well, it's
got
to be the right.
Concussion.
It's got to be in the right spot.
That's what I'm saying. You accidentally
a
hit him.
A hand's not going to do it. Coach.
Okay,
it's not going to do it.
I'm just saying. Maybe he just got a big first down. He got and he gets drilled. And he gets up and everybody starts hitting him on the helmet. I'm
even
like,
if 10 players are hitting him on the helmet, it's not going to give him a concussion.
What if he just got hit in the head?
He might lose some hearing.
What if he got tackled and it was a big hit and he gets up and everybody's, yeah! Like, that could increase the symptoms.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't even think it works that way where it's like, ooh, concussion. Ooh, you're making it worse by tapping on his helmet.
You don't think
no,
so?
No, no,
I mean,
no,
I've never
no.
had a concussion that I know of, but I've been knocked out a couple times.
No.
And the Bills came back down to earth.
Yes, we're seeing them again.
They stink
in their normal form.
Yeah, but your Cowboys, I'm impressed they won the game. I didn't think they were going to win the game. But I took the Lions plus three. Boom, covered.
Congrats.
And my lock of the week, what was my lock of the week? Bengals plus six at the Falcons. Guess what? Bengals.
I like the Bengals. I like the Bengals.
They're gritty.
They really are.
They really are gritty.
And I like Dalton. I like that they're doing it without Mixon. Like,
yeah, now they're doing it without Eifert.
Yeah, now they're going to have to do it. But I think the Bengals have like three other because they split. They split tight end duties with
They got Tyler Croft.
And then there's another guy that they have that's been getting a lot of catches.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. He caught some yesterday as well.
The one thing I want to talk about, I don't know if you saw this, but
they might all be named Tyler, by the way, I think.
Tyler Eifert, Tyler Croft. Yeah, that's pretty
and there's
good.
Another one, too.
That's pretty interesting.
Tyler Bush.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, go ahead.
The Colts. What in the world was Frank Reich, their head coach, doing? They're tied in overtime with 30 seconds to go. It's 4th-and-4 on their own 45-yard line. He goes for it. Incomplete pass. The Texans throw one pass and kick a field goal to win the game. What in the world was he doing?
Sounds like my style of gambling.
I like going for it on 4th down, but when there's 30 seconds left and you're on your side of the field, probably not. Just settle for the tie.
Yep.
Like, could be the difference between a playoff berth and not.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with the tie with 30 seconds left. Okay, if it's in the first quarter, I got no problem going for it there. But this is game on the line. All they have to do is kick a field goal to win.
Think he only did that to avoid a tie?
I don't know. I saw it and I was like, what are you doing? I mean, I love it. I mean, I like it when coaches go for it on 4th down. But I felt like that.
There was no point to do it here, is what
right.
you're saying. Just take the tie.
He said, his quote, I'm not playing the tie.
There we go. He didn't want a tie.
He said, I would do that 10 times out of 10 times.
Wow.
Okay. I guess.
If it worked, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about how stupid that was. I mean, to be fair, right?
Well, right, but that's
the fact
you know what they call it?
Chancing it?
No, Monday morning quarterback. Oh. Hindsight 50-50, right?
Sure, exactly. What could have, would have, should have?
When I was watching it live, I thought, okay, they're going to go out there and they're going to try to draw them offside. And the play clock gets down to 1, and Andrew Luck calls timeout. I'm like, okay, they're going to punt. And here comes Andrew Luck back onto the field, and I'm like, oh my goodness. They're really going for it. But, hey, that's why he's the head coach, and we're sitting here doing Sore Losers podcast.
That's right, talking about how stupid he is.
Yeah, you got to have balls to be an NFL coach. I like it when they go for it on 4th down. I will say that again. I hate it when it's like 4th-and-1 and they always punt. Oh, it's so annoying. But in that instance, I'm punting the ball.
Yeah.
Play for the tie. Be okay with a tie. Tying's like kissing your sister, and if she's hot, that's okay. You ever kissed your sister?
No.
Like, on accident?
I wasn't even going to respond to that.
Never on accident.
No. Okay. I don't even kiss my sister on the cheek.
Okay.
Have you?
No.
Then why? No. Why did you say it like
no,
that?
I just wondered. Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No.
On accident?
Have you?
No.
See, the way you're saying that, you've seen both.
No.
You've seen your sister naked and you've made out with her.
I haven't. Why would I make out with my sister?
Well, you kiss your parents, don't you?
I kiss my parents on the lips, yes. But I don't kiss my sister.
Kiss her on the cheek?
No. Never have.
Why did you answer like that?
What do you mean?
You've kissed your sister.
I've never kissed my sister ever in my life. Ever.
I don't believe you.
Okay, don't believe me. I don't care. But I was just asking if you've ever kissed your sister.
No.
Or
no, and don't even say the second one.
I mean, you lived together, so I didn't.
No.
You didn't used to live together?
Yeah, when we were younger.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, when you're in high school?
I was in high school and she was a junior high.
She's
8 years younger than me.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Because I'm thinking high school, you may have accidentally walked in when she's in the bathroom or something. Like, oh, I got to grab my toothbrush.
Nope.
Okay.
Did that happen to you?
Nope.
I'm going to give you one more chance.
Nope.
One more.
Never happened.
Five.
Four.
Never happened. Three.
Just.
Two. Accidentally kissed her?
Never.
One.
Just things I was wondering about.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Are you done with football?
I think I'm done with football. I don't know much else to. I mean, there was.
Well, what do you think about tonight? Do you have any predictions for tonight? You have a lock for tonight?
Oh man!
I mean, I obviously like the Chiefs over the Broncos. What's the point?
Five.
Five.
Yeah.
Take it.
Take the Chiefs. -5.
Yes, take the Chiefs.
Everybody wants to fade the Chiefs.
No, name.
Everybody wants to fade the Chiefs.
Not gonna happen.
But I don't know. This week, I think. I would take the Chiefs -5. I don't think I would bet the game. I'm not going to give you a lot because
You're not going to take the Chiefs -5.
No, I wouldn't do that. It just makes me nervous.
What about the Broncos? Does that make you nervous? Because it's not the Chiefs. You think the Chiefs are going to play well. You think there's something that the Broncos have.
Eventually, Pat Mahomes has to have a bad game.
Eventually, it's not this week though.
And it's either this week or next week. Next week they play Jacksonville.
That could be it.
And that's when I'm starting
to get it.
I'm like, ooh, that's a
But it's not this week, Coach. I mean, they are playing in Denver.
Here's the only thing. Division rivals.
Yeah.
They always seem to play close games. No matter the separation of good, bad, when you're in the division, it seems to be a close game most times. And also, I'd like to say, I just thought about this. You were wrong last week.
What's that?
You said, now that Baker Mayfield's quarterback... The Browns games, none of them will be by 3 points or less. 3 points.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. Just so you know. You said none of them.
That overtime screwed me, though.
But yeah, but they still lost. It was 3 points. And I do want to say I feel bad for Earl Thomas.
Yeah. There we go. Another injury.
He broke his leg, and he had been asking for a trade or a contract extension. He held out because this is the last year of his contract, and he wanted to be – set. He wanted to have security. And now he goes into free agency coming off a broken leg. Man, I feel for that dude.
What is he? He's a
safety.
He's safety for the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Dang, that sucks.
And last time he broke his leg, he contemplated retiring.
That sucks.
So I feel bad for him. And I do feel bad for Eifert and his ankle. He's had injury problems his whole career, and I just, feel bad when that happens. I feel bad for anybody that gets hurt.
Oh, I agree. I know. It sucks.
It's
never a good thing.
And it's always, we only talk about the stars that get hurt because that's all anybody ever talks about.
Oh, my gosh. Linemen get hurt all the time.
And we never hear from them again. Mm-hmm. Long snappers get hurt, and they don't get the respect they deserve.
Hey, and I looked a little more into the Cowboys center, and he has an autoimmune issue thing, which I have an autoimmune thing.
Okay, so now you're basically like the Dallas Cowboys center.
It's kind of what made me kind of like research what's going on with him. And I don't have what he has. He has something pretty major. Like my wife's aunt has what he has, and I'm not even going to try to attempt what it's called. But she can barely walk now. Like I guess back 20 years ago when she got it, they didn't have the medical knowledge that they do now.
Really?
And so, like, it really, like, handicapped her for life. Like, she can barely walk, and it kind of took a toll on her life. But in his case, he should be good. He's got to sit out the rest of the year, but he should be good for next year. I mean, that's amazing.
Oh, really? He's supposed...
Oh, he should completely recover from this.
Man, that is so scary. It's where something attacks your muscles and
your nervous system.
Yeah, your nervous system. Ugh.
Yeah, that's why, you know, my wife's aunt can't walk.
That's bad.
They just caught it too late.
That's bad.
Mine's nothing like that. I have vitiligo, which it just kills the pigment from my skin.
You
but
seriously?
It's still an autoimmune disease.
You seriously went into that story so you could say that you have vitiligo. So you, what does that mean? Tell people.
It means there's a my skin tells my body that something's wrong with it, and it starts attacking itself, and it kills the pigment. So I'm Mexican, and I'm normally dark brown. Well, on my chin and on my neck, parts of my neck are white spots, like really white, where I'm never going to get tanned. Like, they're just going to be white. Whiter than you, Lunchbox.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I kind of look like a leopard. See that? Like a reverse leopard.
Yeah, you do look like a leopard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, leopard, did you watch any of the Ryder Cup?
Okay, so I was going to talk about the Ryder Cup.
Terrible.
The best thing that golf could do once football starts and try to keep interest or viewership up is to have matches across the pond in Europe. It's the best thing because, dude, trust me, starting at noon, no one's watching golf. So the fact that the end of the Ryder Cup was at, 10 a.m. in the morning, genius.
That's all you
genius.
Took? That's all you took from the Ryder Cup?
Something else.
Okay.
There's a little rant I kind of want to go into
go
about
ahead.
Europeans and Americans. Now, I am American, four generations American. After that, I think my grandmother was born in Mexico. But other than that, I am American, four generations here in Texas. I love America. I love my country. But I believe that we are a little too concerned about what people think about us. And I saw it during the Ryder Cup when Europe won. They are shameless about their celebrations. Everyone's drinking beer. They pick up Molinari. They pick up whoever they want and start chanting. Way, 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 way. If they would have happened in America, we would have been like, cool, cool. Here's my cell phone, Instagram. Hey, look at me in the cup. Like, woohoo. This is my hot girlfriend. Oh, please don't spill that beer on me. I love how Europe celebrates. And I've never been to Europe. But I see it on TV, and I saw it on the Ryder Cup. Dang, they know how to party. They know how to party. I see them at these soccer games. They don't care. They're like, hey, 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 throw pour beer on you. I don't care if you're a superstar. No, there's no security saying, whoa, 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 don't pour that beer on Sergio. Hey, 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 hey. I love that. I love that about Europe. And I think that Americans need to be more careless about that. Who cares what we look like? Let it rip. Hey, what do you think, Lynch?
Have you ever watched the Ryder Cup in America?
No.
It's the same way.
It is?
Yes.
They pour beer all over Ricky Fowler?
Yes. I don't know if they pour beer all over, but they celebrate and they cheer and they're loud. Just like that's what the Ryder Cup is. Usually a golf tournament, except for the Waste Management Open in Phoenix.
Oh, I love that. Stadium golf is the future. It needs to happen.
Is really quiet. But the Ryder Cup, when you're cheering for countries, it's like that.
Hey,
so hey, if you hey, ever hey. Want, in 2 years when they have it in America, it'll be the same way.
Oh.
I know you were so excited about that rant, and I did not want to like
burst my bubble.
That's why I was like, man, okay, don't ask me what I think. Well, but it is really cool. But you're right. The soccer, like when you watch when you watch a soccer game from England or whatever, it is so cool to watch. I want to go so bad because that environment looks amazing.
Like the craziest thing we do here is the Raiders guys dress up in their shoulder pads and face paint, and there's like 20 dudes that do that. When you go to these soccer games, like Mexico, everyone's wearing wrestling masks and capes and face paint. It's amazing, and they're all pouring stuff all over themselves. I love it.
They really pour stuff on themselves?
Oh, my God. Dude, there's always beer flying everywhere. I went to a football exhibition football game. It was the Cowboys and the Raiders in Mexico City.
Okay.
And it was at Estadio Azteca, where they play soccer.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I'm sitting there, and I see cups getting thrown like from the top balcony down closer to the seats by the field. And the friends that I'm with are like, oh, dude, be careful, because that's piss. I'm like, what's that? Yeah. They, from the top, they pee in cups, and they throw it down. And people get peed on, and it's like, it's kind of cool. Like, if you get the cup of pee, it's
cool. No, there's nothing cool about getting the pee on
this
you.
Is what the guy said. It's kind of cool. It's part of the atmosphere.
Oh, it's like an initiation. It's like, just, rite of passage.
It's part of being in a soccer game.
Hold on. You are excited if you get peed on? No.
I wasn't, but that's what he said, that in Mexico, that's what they do.
Yeah, okay. Well, count me
on. I just got peed on. Like, how crazy would that be?
No, I would
be so pissed.
No, in Mexico, you're like, oh, yeah, I got peed on.
Hey, 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 hey. That's, I mean, dude, that's what I'm saying. And Mexico's not Europe, but Mexico has a lot of Spaniard influence, so they do adopt a lot of European things that they do. But my point is, I just feel like people in Europe, Europeans, don't care so much about what they look like in life. They just celebrate.
I think Europeans care more about what they look like. Have you seen the way they dress to go out? They don't wear.
Yes, they do dress very nice.
They better dress very
nice.
Yeah, they're
nice shoes.
Because they want to look very nice. So to say they don't care what they look like is a lie, because they do not wear the basketball short days and the t-shirt days.
Flip-flops like we do.
Flippy flops. They wear loafers, they wear khakis, and they wear polo shirts with a scarf tied around. So.
Maybe I'm wrong about it.
I don't know.
And like I said, I've never been to Europe. It's just something that
neither have I.
Really?
No, I've only been out of the country one time in my life.
Where'd you go, Canada?
I went to Greece.
Oh, that's
for my honeymoon.
You know Greece is in Europe.
I don't know.
Got him.
Is it?
Got him. Yes, you've been to Europe.
I think that's in the Mediterranean.
That's Europe.
I don't know.
Unless it's Africa.
Ooh, let me check.
Google that.
I better check.
I'm willing to bet that it's Europe.
Is it?
It's part of Europe. Yeah. It's not Africa.
Is Greece in Europe?
How beautiful is Greece?
Oh, that's really nice.
Damn, I want to go.
Is it?
It's in Europe.
Oh, it's in southeastern Europe.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I guess Europe's pretty big. I thought Europe was like France. And
see,
like,
you don't even know. You're so well traveled. You've been to Europe.
No, I thought Europe was like France.
Yes,
Italy.
Europe.
Norway, Ireland, all that stuff.
You've nailed it. They're all in Europe.
That's, so where is Greece?
That's like people saying, wait a minute, what do you mean? You mean L.A.'s in U.S. of A.? No. I always thought New York was in the U.S. I always thought Houston was in the United States.
Wow, it is. Okay.
It's big.
Greece is way over here.
The only time I get a little confused is when they throw in Morocco in there, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Morocco, that's Europe. No, that's Africa.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, once you get down there. Like even all the Middle Eastern countries, that's Africa.
That's what I was going to say, the Middle Eastern. Well, what's Turkey then?
That's Africa.
Sure.
Nope. I changed that. That's Europe.
I have no idea.
Google it.
I'll check it out,
this
man.
This is a fun game. Hey, if you guys are listening at home too, like, Google it with us.
Turkey in?
Europe.
Europe?
Istanbul.
Turkey in?
Come on, Europe.
The European portion of Turkey,
it's half and half,
is known as Thrace, while the Asian is called Anatolia or Asia Minor.
Who would have thought half of Turkey is in Asia?
Istanbul straddles both as the world's only city located on two continents.
Istanbul.
What?
That's amazing. Did you know that?
Eddie, I didn't even know where Turkey was.
Hey.
Like, I don't know anything about, like, I don't, the other side of the world is, like, so foreign to me, I don't even know anything about it.
There's a whole other side of the world, dude.
Which is so weird to me.
It's not just us.
I get that. Yeah.
Hey, but you know what, man? People come to the Sore Losers, they think they're just going to hear about sports. No, you learned geography today. Did you know that half of Istanbul
is in
Turkey?
Two continents.
What are those two continents?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on.
Why? We're done with this.
One of them is Europe. The other one is?
Asia.
Amazing.
That is so crazy.
That's cool, man. Take that to the water cooler.
Yeah. Tell your friends that one. I mean, just when you're at lunch today, sitting around people like, you know what, guys? I got a little story about you guys. You guys ever been to Istanbul? That means you were on two continents at one time.
That's right. You just dropped
that knowledge.
Because Istanbul straddles two different continents.
So,
one Asia, the other one Europe.
I think we're going to wrap up this meeting unless anybody has anything. Susie, what is that? You wanted to say something. Yeah. Well, yeah, actually, guys, I mean, this has nothing to do with our fourth quarter profit plan, but I just wanted to let you know that Istanbul is in two continents. Did you know that?
And they're going to be like, wow, Sally, thank you.
No, Susie.
Thank you, Susie. That's amazing. Wow, I didn't know that.
And Susie, please come by my office after this. Susie, what the hell was that? Susie, you know the CEO was in there. What were you thinking,
gosh.
Susie?
Susie.
Golly. But yeah, the Ryder Cup, I mean, Susie.
I mean, other than that, though, screw the Ryder Cup.
No, it is so huge.
Nah.
I'll tell you what, Phil, I told you from the beginning he shouldn't have been on the team. What did I tell you at the beginning?
You said that.
He's terrible all year, and just because he's Phil Mickelson, we put him on. Ugh, terrible.
All the Americans are pretty terrible.
No. Webb Simpson dominated. He had a pretty good little weekend.
Did you watch and then kind of like through the Ryder Cup realize like, oh, whoa, Fleetwood is an American? Like, did you learn that
I knew Fleetwood was the one with the red cross and the white flag.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he is.
Nuh-uh.
I'll bet you.
Okay, I'm pulling the music down.
Okay, I will show you.
No. He's got a blue flag with yellow on it. Sweden. He's Swedish.
No. Fleetwood.
Swedish.
Look at that. He's the white with the red. I told you.
So he's from England.
Like I said.
Damn it.
Okay.
All right, Rory McIlroy.
I knew he wasn't American.
What is he?
Rory is from Britain.
Nope. Oh, I mean, no, that's you got to narrow that down.
He's from the red and white. The white with the red cross.
No, Britain's like a group of countries. What country is he from?
I don't know. I know what flag
he's Irish. You should know that. You're Irish.
See? He has red and white, just like I said.
Wait, he's Scottish? Oh, crap.
Yeah, you don't know anything.
Okay, where's Sergio from?
Spain.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, where's John Rahm from?
John Rahm is from Spain also.
Okay. Where's Justin Rose from?
Justin Rose is from England.
Damn, you're good. All right, I'm going to hit this music.
I mean, I watch a lot of sports, Eddie.
You do. Dang, I always thought McIlroy was Irish.
He is from Northern Ireland, but that's
he is Irish.
But that's the flag. I told you it's red and white. I don't know. He's not from Ireland, I guess.
Do you know Great Britain is Ireland, Scotland, England? Like, it's a cluster of like five countries.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought Great Britain was the same thing as the UK.
My sister dated a Scottish dude. He taught me that.
Really?
Yeah. You want to know a funny story about this guy? I'll put him down.
Okay.
So I loved the dude. He was a golfer. We'd play golf. And my sister dated him for, I don't know, about a year maybe?
Yeah.
One Christmas, he comes to the house.
Okay.
And he gives my sister a present. The whole family's there. My dad's there. My mom's there. My brother's there. My wife's there. We're all sitting there. It's a diamond ring.
Oh, all right.
In a Tiffany's box.
Okay.
We're like, holy crap. A Tiffany's diamond, like, that's got to be money, right? Like,
yeah.
How much would you think that cost?
Well, he went to Tiffany's. It has to be a couple thousand.
Coin, right? It was fake. It was a fake diamond. And he was like, hey, it's a joke. It's just a joke.
That's so funny.
Dude, my parents were so mad. My sister was so embarrassed because we were like, dang, dude, like, baller. And he was like, no, it's just a joke. Like, it's not a real diamond. Because she asked, she was like, is this real? And he was like, yeah, in front of my parents. And then after the fact, he was like, no, sorry.
That's great.
No, dude.
That is so funny. I think that's funny. Like, my sister and her husband, one year I wrapped up baby clothes and wrote to Cole from my sister.
And he didn't know that.
And he didn't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I had a female write it.
No.
And so he opened it up.
You can't mess with
people
like that.
No, it's funny. It's hilarious. And he looked at her, and she goes, shook her head, no. And he goes, and he holds up the baby shirt. Because, like, he just looked in the box, you know what I mean? And saw it and looked at her, and she was like, gave him a look like, what are you looking at?
Coach, that's so messed up.
That is so funny.
Wait, didn't you do something with your brother?
No, my brother tried to get me.
Okay, how did that go down?
He tried to... What happened is he wrapped up baby shoes in a sonogram from when he had a kid.
Right.
For Christmas. And he said, and he said it was from my wife. But here's the only problem.
Oh, no.
My wife had told me the night before we were pregnant.
Oh, so it was just, it wasn't funny.
So, no, I didn't announce to the family that we were pregnant that day. I was just like, that's weird because I went and bought her tampons last night. Or she asked me to get the tampons out of the bag last night. Something like that. And my brother's like, oh, that sucks. Dang. Like, you know what I mean?
You guys always try to prank each other?
Always. Dude, the best one ever. The best Christmas ever. Ever. I mean, we would have won.
Oh, my God. What is it?
We would have won America's Home Funniest Videos.
Why didn't you?
This is before cell phone cameras. I was in high school.
Coach, Funniest Home Videos was when I was a kid, like when I was
in
junior high.
It still goes on.
No, I know, but they were doing this before phones.
Yeah, but I didn't have a camcorder, fool. Oh, okay. Like, okay, I don't...
My bad. You know all those other people did, right? That's how they did Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of those were set up.
No!
Absolutely.
No chance.
Oh, come on. The camera just happened to be rolling when he wrecks his bike into the garage.
That's what was funny. Okay, what happened?
So, every year, Santa Claus puts... scratch-off lottery tickets in our stockings.
Oh, this is the worst. I hate those stupid lottery tickets.
My brother was in college. I was in high school. I was probably like 15 or... I was probably 16. And so he's like 19 or 20. Whatever. And so I knew that. So I went to Spencer's at the mall and I bought fake lottery tickets.
Because that's where you did. That's where you bought that stuff.
Yes. And I stuck one in his stocking the night before. Didn't tell anybody. Didn't tell anybody. Because when he opens it up, he's going to see the lottery tickets from Santa. And that one's just going to be lumped in there with it. So we are sitting there. My grandparents are there. My cousins. Everybody is there. And he is sitting on the couch. And my cousin Andrew is sitting on the arm of the couch. And I'm sitting across the room. And my brother's scratching it. Scratching it. Scratching it.
And he's like, oh my God.
And he gets done. He gets done. And he looks up at my cousin. And my cousin Andrew shakes his head yes. And they look back down at it. And my brother looks at him and he goes. And he shakes his head yes again.
And you're watching all this
I'm
go down.
I'm watching all of it go
down.
From
the other side of the living room.
Other side of the room. And my brother jumps up. Oh, my God. I won $200,000. I won $200,000. Oh, oh. And he starts jumping on the couch. And, I mean, everybody is going crazy, just yelling and screaming, don't rip it. Don't rip it. Don't rip it. And I'm like, dinner's on Joe. Joe's taking us all to dinner.
Hey, you were acting like.
Oh, man, I'm going
crazy. Give this guy an Oscar.
Like. My sister calls her best friend Kamika, who is in Dallas.
Kamika.
And calls her long distance. Oh my gosh! Joe just won $200,000.
Hey, long distance. She got the phone from the wall.
From the wall.
Dialed the one in front.
Dialed Dallas, yeah. And said, oh my gosh, you're going to never believe it. Joe won $200,000. And Joe's like, I'm buying a new car. I'm buying a new car. And my grandpa's like, oh, wait. Be careful. You don't want to mess up your student loans. You don't want to mess them up. Like, what if this, because he has more income now. He didn't want to, he was like, what if.
Oh, right.
So
right,
he's
right,
like
right.
worried about
you,
that.
You don't want to claim all that money.
Right.
Then your grandpa's thinking.
Grandpa's thinking. I mean, everybody is going crazy. For 45 minutes, the house is on fire.
You're an a-hole.
And I am dying inside. And finally, I don't know what made them look at the back. And he flips it over. And it says, valid, only in your dreams. It said, cash it at your mama's house.
No.
All so. And
what was his face like after that?
Oh, he was just down, down, down. And I jumped up and down. I was like, what up?
Got him.
Prank war champion. Prank war champion. Awesome.
Dude, what a jerk.
No, because we always pulled pranks on each other. And that was a solid prank.
What a jerk move.
Solid prank.
Dang, that's terrible.
I got many more of those, boys.
All right. Hey, we can spread those out through the life of this podcast.
Now, that is so fun. And if you don't think that would have won America's Home Videos, whatever, funniest home videos, you are crazy.
They wouldn't have time for a 30-minute video.
Well, it wouldn't be 30 minutes. Okay. It would just, I mean, I'd have to smash cut to the devastation.
Yeah, you have to cut and then just him read the back and be
yeah,
like, oh.
Valid only in your dreams. Claim at your mama's house. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Coach.
Valid only 2 seconds after you scratch this ticket. Like, I mean, all sorts. I mean, it's great.
Hey, thanks for a great story.
Man, I have no idea if this. I have no idea about this episode.
What do you mean?
Sore Loser Show on Twitter. There's a poll up there. I need you to vote. I put it up last night. Did you like the Colts coach going for it, 4th-and-4 in overtime instead of playing for a tie?
But they all know the outcome. That's stupid. They're all going to say, "Nah, it's dumb."
I mean,
why'd
Andrew Luck
it?
Said he loved that. He goes, "We loved it. We can get
yeah, because
behind."
Because he was part of it,
of course. He said everyone in that locker room loved it because
yeah,
it shows confidence.
Okay. Whatever. All right. Hey, thanks for listening.
Man,
Coach, I think this is one of our best ones.
Really think so.
I had fun.
Man, I was fired up. And I didn't even rant about my Bears, but Mitchell Trubisky, I've been bashing you. Maybe there's something in you. It may have been you were playing a terrible defense, but thank you for a good game.
Give him a chance.
Let's go. I've given him a season.
All right.
It's about time. Let's go.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Woo! Tomorrow, Sore Loser Show on Twitter. Yeah, anything else, Eddie?
That's it. Have a good day.
Oh, man.
Treat each other nicely. Open the door for someone and say, you're welcome.
Okay.
Is that not good?
No, it is. I like it.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.